She was the darling of the New York ballet scene. But by night, she transformed into a predator, prowling the dark alleys and forgotten corners of the city. She slowly removed her stage makeup. Katrina watched as her reflection changed. Her mind wandered back to her first kill, a memory as vivid as the day it happened. It was a turning point, the moment when she fully embraced the darkness within her. She remembered every detail with chilling clarity, the events unfolding like a macabre dance, each step carefully choreographed. The New York City Ballet Studio was a beacon of light and beauty in the chaotic city. But even as she danced, the shadows of the night lingered in the back of her mind. She remembered the thrill of the hunt, the satisfaction of the kill. It was a dark, primal pleasure that ballet alone could not satiate. The duality of her existence was a delicate balance, each side feeding off the other in a dangerous dance. Detective James Ryder leaned against the railing of his apartment balcony, staring out at the sprawling cityscape of New York. But beneath the vibrant life and bustling streets, there was a darkness, an undercurrent of violence and despair that threatened to consume the unwary. It was this darkness that Ryder had dedicated his life to confronting. The night had been long, filled with paperwork and reports, the aftermath of yet another brutal murder. The victim, a middle-aged businessman, had been found in an alleyway, his life choked out of him with a brutal efficiency that was becoming disturbingly familiar. He thought back to the first murder, a young woman found in a park, her life extinguished with the same brutal efficiency. At first, it had seemed like an isolated incident, a random act of violence. But then, there had been another and another, each one bearing the same chilling signature. It had taken time for the pattern to emerge, for the pieces to fall into place. But now, Ryder knew they were dealing with a serial killer, a predator who stalked the night, hiding in plain sight. During a particularly grueling rehearsal, Katrina noticed Madame Vivian watching her with an intensity that made her uneasy. The director was a shrewd woman, her sharp eyes missing nothing. Katrina wondered if Vivian had picked up on the subtle changes in the company's dynamics, if she suspected that Katrina was somehow involved. Katrina Donovan was a name Ryder recognized, a rising star in the ballet world, celebrated for her talent and dedication. He had seen her face on posters and in magazine articles. Detective James Ryder stood outside the Metropolitan Ballet Company. He pushed open the heavy doors and stepped into the lobby. For weeks now, Ryder had been immersed in the hunt for the serial killer terrorizing the city. Katrina Donovan emerged from one of the rehearsal rooms. Ryder studied her face, trying to read between the lines. There was something about Katrina Donovan, a steely determination beneath her composed exterior. Could she be hiding something, or was he letting his suspicions cloud his judgment? As he left the ballet company, Ryder couldn't shake the image of her graceful figure moving through the elegant halls. Was she a cold-blooded killer, hiding behind a facade of beauty and talent, or was she simply another victim of circumstance, caught up in a web of suspicion and intrigue? Only time would tell.